Part 5. Family. July 20. Fine. My dad. Who I wish he wasn't. I know this is really bad to say, but I hate my dad. When he punishes me, he really punishes me. Well, he just saw my report card. I got a C. So my dad made me write, "I won't get any more C's," 2,000 times. I argued that that was physically impossible for me. So then I had to do 1,000. Well, it's 11:40 now. But then I scribbled a little bit and only wrote it 900. Giving that I have just wrote it 900 times, I thought my dad might give me some slack. But nope, he made me write it 60 more times and told me how careless I was. My dad also whipped me, but I gotten used to it, sort of. Only if he tries his hardest to make it hurt. The belt is usually leather. He also had me kneeling on the floor. To you it might sound that's it, but it kills if you kneel on really cold floors for an hour. My dad always makes me in pain. To you, your dad may seem harsh by just sending you to your room and things like that. That's nothing compared to what I have to suffer. Going to sleep. Hope your dad is nicer than mine.
December 14th, Friday. Rainy. My twin brothers. I have siblings, two twin brothers, but they can be as different as night and day. Brother one comes off as shy or quiet, but he really isn't. Since I only see them half the time, I don't know how he is like at his mom's or at school, but here he definitely isn't quiet. He's also very smart. When he was like 7, he would do math to put himself to sleep. It was insane. At times I feel I'm compared to him, even though he's younger. But you know what? My dad has never actually compared me to anyone. I think it is myself who makes the comparisons when I feel insecure. Brother One and I like to pretend we don't like each other at times. But the truth is, I'd do anything for him. Then there's Brother Two, who is one of my best friends on the planet. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love both of my brothers, but Brother One and I don't mesh too well at times. Brother Two and I get along almost always. I tell him everything, even when he pretends he doesn't want to listen. He knows as much about me as my girlfriends do, and I think that's awesome. I love how he never spares my feelings and always tells me straight up what he thinks about my situations. Because he's my brother, he doesn't have to sugarcoat what he has to say, and I love him for it. Before September 28th, 2000, I saw my brothers almost every single day of my life. We alternated houses together, and we knew each other's lives almost completely. But now I don't think I know them as well as I used to, and that makes me sad. Because my brothers are two of the best things that have ever happened to me. July 23rd, Wednesday. My grandparents. My grandpa drank a lot. I heard he was hard to live with and verbally abusive. Eventually, all his drinking killed off his liver, and he died shortly after I was born. He had met me, but I was very young, and I don't remember him then. But I will always remember the stories. They have taught me that drinking ruins not only your life, but also everyone close to you. Alcoholism is more than a habit. It's an actual disease. And the disease is carried throughout the family. So my chances of getting it are strong. So through him, I also know not to get caught up in it. Although I love the taste of wine, I would be careful and never hurt anyone. And then there's my grandmother. This woman is truly amazing. I can never tell how much I have learned from her. She has so much love within her. She never divorced my grandfather. She held true to the vows she made, through the drinking and the verbal abuse. And after he died, she pulled through. She's remarried now. You can tell by looking at them. You can just see it or feel it, that they love each other. She has also adopted his granddaughter. Her parents died in a fire. She helped raise her. This granddaughter is called Angel, who has two kids and another on the way, all with separate fathers. Unfortunately, she doesn't care about them and tortures them instead. This woman, whose best goal in life right now is marrying some guy in jail, has also stolen a lot of money from my grandparents. But yet, they still love her and still try to help her. My grandma has taught me that not only time, but also unconditional love can heal all wounds. And I know she loves me, even though she lives on the other side of the country.